Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Clay Mathis of the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management. Back with Clay in just a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Dr. Clay Mathis is the director for the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management down in Kingsville, Texas. And at a recent beef cattle conference, he had the opportunity to explore with the audience 20 years of progress in the cattle business, including when it comes to beef cattle production. Beef genetics, if you please.
Do we still have the same cows we had 20 years ago? In the seed stock sector, we know if this is where genetic change starts, we've had some change. We've had some progress. We've got these data-driven tools for selections that are really enabling us to look inside a cow and see what she is genetically, or a bull and see what he is genetically. And so we can use them appropriately. We've got these genomically enhanced EPDs that really help our accuracy in using these younger, unproven sires. There's a lot of great things. And what that's turned into, in part, is if we just looked at one particular trait as an example, okay, there's a lot of them. And the reason I use Charlet and Angus here is because I could get the data really easily off the web. And so I tracked for 20 years adjusted weaning weight so we could develop a trend. And whether it was for Charlet or for Angus or just about any other breed that you could think of, there was a 30 to 50 pound increase in adjusted weaning weight over that time period. Does that surprise anybody? No, that's pretty much what that makes sense. We've seen that happen. We've seen cattle get a little bit bigger during that time. So the question is, if we have seen progress, how does that progress or how does that change translate from the seed stock suppliers who have done a really, really good job to the commercial producers that are producing the vast, vast majority of the beef that's consumed? I'll tell you one thing that has improved, and we're not going to talk about it because it's at the cow-calf level. I'm not going to spend much time on it, is what percentage of cattle do we grade choice now? 75 to 80%. Where were we 20 years ago? Probably in the 60s, right? Low 60s even. We've made a lot of change in selecting for some of those highly heritable traits, and we can't forget that. And that's a lot of good management that has caused that too, because anytime we see the expression of a trait, it's the genetics and it's the environment. Environment includes management.
Dr. Mathis says we've seen some good things in our cattle herds, but the efficiency of our cattle herds really have not improved all that much over the last 20 years or so. He says at the end of the day, we've got to have excellent genetics, but that also has to be accompanied by your management skills.
We look at the heritability of traits, which is the ability from a trait to be passed on from one generation to the next. The most highly heritable traits are only about 50%. And the really important ones, the reproductive traits, 10 to 15% heritable. They're not passed on very well. Now, we keep them in an environment that's very controlled, and we see the differences in genetics that may express. But it's the management side, regardless of the trait, that has a bigger influence than the genetics itself. We want to continue with great genetic improvement, but we've got to balance it, and it's going to take excellent management. Good genetics must be accompanied by great management. The management side may have greater opportunities than further improving genetics. We still want to improve genetics further, but don't overlook great management by just buying really good bulls, okay?
Dr. Clay Mathis of the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.